The I-85 bridge collapse is a nightmare for drivers, but it's an opportunity for MARTA. Here's WABE's Stephanie Stokes.
Many have had to change their habits in the last 2 weeks. On a morning like this, Pam Porter usually would be sitting in her car. But today, she's sitting on a bench at the Brookhaven MARTA station.
Since the collapse, I've been taking the MARTA into Midtown.
That's where she works. She says transit's her best option with the gridlock around I-85.
Once I get on the train here, it takes me 10 minutes. It's just so much easier.
This period when habits are in flux is a great chance for MARTA to create loyal riders, says Phil Rubin, who heads a local marketing firm. The transit agency just needs to give people a reason to come back.
If they can improve the passenger experience to the point where people see, you know, this is not just a requirement now because of the construction on 85.
But that riding MARTA can be enjoyable and easy to manage.
You know, that goes a long way towards reinforcing and creating essentially a new habit for these passengers.
So what does MARTA's general manager, Keith Parker, think? He says his agency is aiming for that. Since the bridge collapse, MARTA's done
everything from adding a significant amount of new park and ride capacity to creating a new app that lets people know where available parking spaces are.
And the agency's upped its efforts to inform riders about delays or new services.
So the big push for us has been to really overdo it on the customer service.
And turn temporary passengers into permanent ones. Like maybe Pam Porter, the Brookhaven woman who commutes to Midtown. But she says,
I'm not sure. I'd like to get back to normal. I need my car in Midtown, so.
She's not ready to change her habits long term. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.